ever heard the story of Harry? He was a legend around here. Until one afternoon, he left and never came back. Turns out, Harry went and made himself a website using Squarespace. Used Squarespace domains to buy artisanseatcushions.com. And he built a beautiful site with an online store to sell his artisan seat cushions. Now Harry's sitting on a fortune. And if our Harry can do it, anyone can. Build your business at squarespace.com. Use offer code EVERYTHING for 10% off your website or domain.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Midnight! Here on the Fan in New York City, Tommy Lugauer, Lugie! It is after hours here on the Fan, the final after hours of the week. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. I'm just thinking about what I was doing a week ago at this time. I was, well, hosting a show, but it was parade day. And that's really where Ticker Tape Tommy was born. Because
Ticker Tape Tommy,
even though there wasn't a lot of ticker tape, it was my first experience at a parade. Didn't go to the two previous Giants ones. And it made me intoxicated with the ticker tape aspect of it. Now, one of the things that I loved about it, and I've talked about this at length leading up to the parade, and not just in recent, you know, weeks, but years, the Knick Parade to me was always going to be the one that was extra spicy because the weather is warm, and you know when the weather is warm, how you doing? When the weather's cold, I mean, you know, come on. Girls don't go out in that weather. You think any girls are going to the Giant parades? It's freezing outside. But in June, where it's very warm, you get that great atmosphere. So I was coming off of that, and now here we are a week later, and does it even feel like a week? I mean, this whole, like Mike Breen said, it's not a dream. You can cry now. I'm still just basking in the glory of that championship. And we will get to the Mitchell Robinson situation. That's coming up next hour here on After Hours. If you're just joining the show, I gave a plea to Steve Cohen. And listen, I had a goal for June, considering the schedule, and that was to have a 500 month. The Mets have to go 5-0 to meet that goal. Perhaps this is delusional Tommy talking. Perhaps this is positive Tommy in moderation talking. But I still will hold out hope that they can do that. But I understand the frustration. I understand the aggravation. I understand there's a lot of Met fans, my fellow Met fans, that are very upset. And I do think that Steve Cohen needs to address the fans. We just took a call. You can go back on the Odyssey app. From Anthony, he was, I think, just a nice, rational, level-headed fan that understands what's going on here. And I think for the most part, he's right. But if we don't hear from ownership, you're not going to fully know if that is actually the case. And you would want Steve Cohen to be brutally honest. Hey, listen, this was our plan. This is our plan. This is what our plan is going to be. This is how I feel about Stearns. This is how I feel about perhaps bringing in a general manager. This is how we feel about Mendoza. This is how we feel about the entire situation. You can talk about Pete. You can talk about anything you want. Casinos, all the stuff that's out there. I think that's the right thing to do for your consumer, your audience. Because even if this is a situation where, because, you know, there are people out there right now that are physically fit. They go to vacation to Vegas with the bros and they clean up. You know who they have to thank? Their parents. Because their parents said, eat your broccoli. Don't eat all that chocolate. Work out. And you're like, hey, I don't want to do that. I want to go to eat some ice cream. But that discipline created what you see in front of you, which is a dude that can go out there and take care of business. Perhaps this is one of those situations where we're eating our broccoli. But we as sports fans don't like eating our broccoli. But sometimes you have to explain why you're eating the broccoli. And look, not everybody's going to eat the broccoli, but more will eat the broccoli if you explain what the end game is when you eat that broccoli. Because that's what we all want. We all want to have six-pack abs. I know I do. Doing sit-ups sucks. But if I can get abs, I'd love to get them without doing that, but I don't think there really is a magic elixir besides sit-ups, unfortunately. I know they used to have those things back in the day where you'd like wrap them around your abdomen, I guess, and they would get you a six-pack. Perhaps that works, but to me, it was always the old-school sit-ups, which are one of the worst exercises you can find. That's why I just go with more of a thin frame, a little bit more of a lean cuisine. But yeah, I do think that Steve Cohen should address his audience, me, the rest of us, Met fans. Now, that could be on social media, although I would advise not to do that in the sense of you have other options that I think are better. One-on-one interview. The best one is to come on this great radio station. The second best would be, hey, and I say that only because obviously I'm going to promote our radio station. But of course, doing and sitting down with Gary or Howie or Gelbs would be a great thing to do and I think would go a very long way. Tom is in Howell, New Jersey here on After Hours. What's up, Tom?
Hey, what's going on, Tommy?
Hey, what's up?
Just a quick point, 2 points, actually. I wanted to get your take. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to bring up Pete.
Yeah.
You know, not necessarily for Pete himself, but just the ideology of Stearns, which is concerning to me a little bit,
mm-hmm.
which is that, you know, you keep hearing from, you know, Stearns that, you know, they weren't sure about the back end of the contract. They didn't want to give him the 5 years.
Yep.
Which, of course, I understand that, but, you know, as anyone would say, if you get one championship in 3 years of his prime, it's well worth it.
Fair enough.
So, like, you know, it's true that the back end of these contracts may not look good, but if you're always worried about the back end of the contracts, you're not going to get any talent on this team. And as even if you have the talent for 1 or 2 years on a 5-year deal in their prime and they can get you to a World Series and win you a championship, then obviously it's well worth it. But Stearns doesn't seem to, you know, be living in that moment type of thing. He's very worried about the 5-6 years down the line, which obviously, as president of baseball operations, you got to be concerned about that. But you also have to take a couple of risks in the short term also. And, you know, maybe they could win you one here in the next year or two.
I think when it came to Alonso, though, it was a collective agreement with Steve Cohen as well. Like, he signed off on that. I do think Steve Cohen, if he wanted Pete Alonso to be here, if he wanted this draw, a guy who hits a ton of home runs, he's the franchise leader in home runs, he's obviously a beloved player, homegrown, great ambassador for the Mets. If Steve Cohen wanted Pete Alonso here on that long-term contract, I believe that Pete Alonso would be here. So, yes, Stearns, but also Steve Cohen. And I think if Pete would have taken the short-term deal like a Bo Bichette did, they would have done that. Because, listen, they wanted to pay Tucker, they paid Bichette, they paid a lot of people. It's just with Pete, they didn't want to go the years.
That's my other point also, though, is that Stearns loves these short-term deals.
Yes, he does.
Now, you know, I'll just, you know, equate it to the Knicks for a second. You know, everyone kept saying, you know, with Kat especially, you know, they just got to play together more. You know, they need more chemistry. They need to become a team connected. It's very hard to get a team connected together when everyone's out the door every 1 or 2
yeah,
years. You know, there's an importance for guys to be around, to become a connected, become a team. You know, we saw with the Knicks how important that was.
It's more important in basketball than it is in baseball because it's, you know, 5 guys on a court and they have to pass the ball to each other.
Yeah,
but I hear you, but I get it, though. You still want chemistry.
You want to have a core.
No doubt.
You want to have a team chemistry.
No doubt.
You want to have someone that's a connection. When everyone's on a 1-2-year deal, you never get that. Everyone's out the door before they come.
But I think that's, again, I'm just guessing here. I think the idea is that will exist in a couple of years. Look, this outfield, Benj, Ewing, and Soto, in theory, is going to play together in the outfield for years and years and years to come. And some of these guys that are on a short-term deal or some of the guys that you could speculate are going to be out of here, that's where they will bring up players from the minors and or sign somebody to a big long-term contract, and that's where you start to build that chemistry. And I feel like they were sort of moving on from the chapter of Alonzo and Nimmo and McNeil, and this is where they are now going to that new chapter of Mets baseball where they would win year in and year out. And I don't think they wanted a bumpy road to get there, and certainly I hope they turn it around this year and it's not a bumpy road in the second half, but I think that is their thought process.
I got it. All right, thanks for the time, Tommy.
Yeah, you got it, Tommy. And look, I hate to feel like, you can hear the disappointment in his voice. I don't want to feel like I'm delivering bad news to you. I don't. Sometimes I do feel that way where I'm trying to lay out what I believe is their thought process. Now, David Stearns, and sometimes he talks above your head and it's hard to understand what the heck's going on. He meets the media essentially weekly, biweekly, whatever. You hear from him. You don't hear from Steve Cohen, and that's where, and even if it's David and I, that's fine. But it's something. It's something. Because they could say, well, listen, this is the reason why we do the short-term contracts. It's not going to be the way we operate, because listen, they gave Soto a long-term contract. They wanted to sign Yamamoto for a long-term deal. I think they will offer Scooble a long-term deal. And as far as money, they spend a lot of money.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world.
Then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
What is Toyota affordability? It's buying smart. Right now, your local Toyota dealer has great deals available on some of the most reliable trucks on the market, like the off-road ready Tacoma, rugged full-size Tundra, and the legendary 4Runner, each with the space, tech, and features to handle it all, from the worksite to the trails. It means driving for less with efficient hybrid options available, extending your overall driving range and delivering great MPGs, meaning bigger savings at the pump without sacrificing power. And it means trading for more. The Tacoma and Tundra are ranked #1 and #2 in resale value over all vehicles, according to Kelley Blue Book, which can mean thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grunes. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.
It feels more and more like they wanted to break up the core. There are some players here from the past regime that you're always hopeful that they can be great, and I'm still hopeful that they can be great. You know, I'm a big supporter of Vientos, and listen, he's not a first baseman. What he is a DH. He's a guy that can mash lefties. I do still think there is hope for him. I'm not going to suggest that he's a great first baseman because he's not a first baseman. So I think it's incredibly unfair to sit there and say, oh, this guy can't play first base. Yeah, obviously. He did. And the only reason he's at first base is because Polanco got hurt. And around we go, but that's just the reality of the situation. But some of those players, and you already saw one domino fall with Peterson. I'm sure Sengo will be next, and we'll see where they go from there. And again, I'm always hopeful that they're going to turn it around, finish June with a 500 record, and we salvage this season and get the season going. So that's always going to be my mindset. But it's the threading of the needle of we want to break up this core. There are players here from a previous regime that perhaps have not lived up to the hope or the standard that other regimes had set for them. So you have to usher them sort of out the door as well. You have guys to short-term deals because you're trying to catch the lightning in the bottle and win while you're doing that. I'm trying to think of a great analogy when it comes, because I'm usually good with analogies when it comes to life. But, and I usually do it with dating, so I'm going to think long and hard. Yeah, I guess this isn't the greatest one, but you know, sometimes you date 3 or 4 girls at a time. It is what it is. And then eventually, at the 3 or 4 month mark, you're going to get the what are we conversation, which is the worst conversation in the world to have. What are we? When you hear that, you're screwed. You better have an answer. Or you better look for the nearest exit. One or the other. They both work, but I mean, you got to do one. What are we? Because that means, dummy, I got other guys hitting me up. Are we dating or are we not dating? And that's where you either have to say, yes, we are, or you have to say, I'll be right back. And then obviously you never come back. But to me, it's like, hey, we're building this house, but we also have this nice house. You get what I'm trying to say? You're trying to have your cake and eat it too. That's the phrase, but I wanted a better analogy. And perhaps I can come up with a better one here in the next hour or so. But that's, I think, what's happening. And this is why they need to, and they being Steve Cohen, just needs to explain it. Because you know what, David Stearns, hey, he did a great job in Milwaukee. He was highly sought after. But not everybody's the best communicators. And perhaps him trying to communicate the... If you confuse Evan when it comes to this stuff, Evan listens to David Stearns and can't figure out what's going on. What the hell is anybody else going to figure it out? So that's where Steve Cohen could come in and sort of simplify it and talk big picture and talk around things. That way all the casuals can, and by casual I just mean people that aren't just so to the brain power of Stearns and Evan, can understand what the dealio is. Now, we believe in that rules here on After Hours. One of the big ones is we don't like to skip the podium. Now, we're not perfect, but when either I or you in the audience or someone here at this radio station skips the podium, we like to hold them accountable for that. We're all about accountability. And if you don't believe in accountability or you're not accountable, you should have accountability, buddy. That's what you need in your life. And I'm open to rules set by the audience and the callers. And one caller that we have is a frequent caller. Some love him, some hate him. And by some loving him, I mean I love him. That's about it. But I feel a kindred spirit to him because he is polarizing, and so am I. And he's an acquired taste, and so am I. But Ossian Woodridge has a rule on this show, which is he only calls it once a week. unless it's an emergency. Now, he already called the show once this week, and he called a second time claiming it was an emergency. So I have a hard time, Ozzy, trying to figure out how you have a second emergency in the week. This would now be your third phone call to the show. I will give you the floor as always, but you've used up now two emergency cards. This is soccer. You got a yellow. I should be giving you a red card here, but I'll allow it because you feel like you have an emergency here. Sounds like it's about the Mets, and in all likelihood, I'm going to be blamed for it.
Good job by you with that whole disclaimer so people can shut off their radios.
Well, I don't know about that. Now, so let me tell you something, Ozzy, about this. People, they claim they don't like your calls, but how would they know they don't like them if they're not listening? So I think people love to hate you, Ozzy. I think they appreciate your back and forths. Now, you don't work, I think, with every host, but when it comes to me or Summers or Evan, I think there's that chemistry. And we all know you write your calls out on a napkin, but you know what? You're prepared. There's nothing wrong with that. And I found out you're a former teacher or phys ed, so you want to be prepared. I think that's great for the youth of America, Ozzy. You're an example of write out your calls because you're always prepared. Now, you have an emergency, and it has to do with our beloved Mets. And I have a sneaky suspicion that I am going to catch some shrapnel here. So what do you have for me and the audience?
Those who can't teach, teach Jim. I need to speak to Tommy Truth right now.
And phys ed.
So let me know when he's ready.
Oh, I'm here. Oh, what do you need? Which Tommy do you need?
Tommy Truth.
Go ahead. Let me get him. Tommy Truth, you there? Yeah, I'm here. Let's go. I'm ready to go.
We're good? All right. Your subconscious, your conscious just revealed what you did in your open.
Mm-hmm.
You, for some reason, went back to that night when you skipped the podium, when you ran out of the foxhole on the Knicks. The night of the NFL draft, the night they went down 2-1 to my Hawks.
Yes, what Ozzy is referring to right now, if you're just or not sure what Ozzy's talking about, the night of first round of the draft, the Hawks, Ozzy's Hawks, beat
my
Knicks.
Nobody cares about the explanation.
Well, what have I got to explain it? We have an audience. We have to explain things to them. Don't
you
make me pull
the Cohen tweet. That's the only
don't
thing
let me pull a Francesca
right
here where I have to say this. We got to explain things to the audience. They don't know what the heck you're talking about. Ozzy
you
thinks
just
I
explained it and you're open. But
I did
ahead.
Not explain it. I explained skipping the podium.
You said the night that the Knicks went down 2-1, which was the night you skipped the podium and ran out of the foxhole.
Which is untrue.
That's
but
the
go
last
ahead.
Time Stephen Cohen tweeted.
That is
so
accurate.
Go ahead.
Okay, no, you go ahead now, Ozzy. Now you go ahead. I know it's past your bedtime, but I don't appreciate the snarkiness here. Now you go ahead. Oh, you go ahead.
Well, the snarkiness is for one reason, and you know, Tommy Truce, what you did that night.
What did I do that? Oh,
you
I
wanted
see.
Your blue and orange New York baby, the team you care about the most, the Knickerbockers, not to have the most public of your many humiliations. So you prayed to the sports god. You said, forsake the Mets. You had already forsaken the Islanders, my Islanders, not your Islanders.
Our Islanders.
And you said, if you come back from down 2-1 when the Knicks were in absolute disarray, Brunson dribbles too much, run the offense through Cat, Brunson can't play defense, CJ was pooping all over him. He said, please, I need this to be fixed. I don't care if the Mets look like caca for the entire season. And you did that to us, Tommy.
Are you,
you
suggesting
sold our Mets' soul?
Are you suggesting, Ozzy, that positive Tommy had a back channel agreement behind the scenes
with the sports gods?
That I, positive Tommy, who portrays himself as the positive one, whether it's with our Islanders, with my Knicks, our Mets,
my Islanders,
my Giants. You are suggesting, Ozzy, that I did a deal with the, well, it really wouldn't be the sports god. I suppose
the
it would
devil.
Be the sports devil. Yeah. And in return for the first championship in my lifetime for the Knicks and something that meant so much to this city, I, positive Tommy, sacrificed this Mets season.
Yes, because you also mentioned that if they would have lost your Knickerbockers in the first round, it would have been the most public of your many humiliations.
That is correct.
So you needed to pull out all the cards you could, and now us Mets fans, us blue and orange, you've been screwing me with my blue and orange Islanders and Mets, and this is your biggest screw job of all.
You're suggesting that it was really a positive Tommy sort of legacy run there, where if the Knicks had fallen flat on their face, there would be no coming back from it because of what happened last year with the Mets with positive Tommy, then what happened with our Islanders with positive Tommy. I couldn't, speaking of hockey, have the hat trick because that would have spelled the doom and probably the end of positive Tommy. So what I had to do was I had to make a Sophie's choice, and I had to go with the Knicks over. And I take umbrage with that. I would not say the Knicks are above our Mets, but that's an accusation that you made there. You're suggesting that I sacrificed our Mets for my Knicks.
Yeah, you were like a cat. On your ninth life,
Ozzy, dude, did we lose you there? Is he there? Felix, we might have lost Ozzy there. Are you there, Ozzy?
I'm here.
You disappeared for a second. I don't know what you're talking about. Did you hit the mute on your phone?
No, you hit the mute because I took a dig at Craig Barton.
Well, you went way below the belt there, and Ozzy, you can't be doing things like that because you represent me, and I have to vouch for you. So we like to play. You could go above the belt. When you go below the belt, we're not a below the belt kind of show. So you represent this show. So anytime you do go below the belt, yeah, I gotta put you in timeout.
All right, when you say below the belt, I say truth, Ozzy Truth. But, you know, that's...
Well, wait a second. Since when are you Ozzy Truth? I'm Tommy Truth. You can't be Ozzy Truth. I'm Tommy Truth. You got to be Ozzy something else. I think you're Ozzy... Not even... Well, you call me Tommy Pea Shooter, so you would be Ozzy where you're sitting there, pew, 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 you're taking shots at everybody, including yours truly, who just propped you up for 10 minutes.
Shotgun spray. But everything I say, every word that comes out of my mouth, it's truth. I am the Wizard of Oz, the Almighty. And you know what you did. You sold the blue and orange Mets, sold to the devil, just so you could have your little parade.
What do you mean little parade? I don't like your tone, Ozzy. Now, are we done here? Because I feel like this is your accusation, and now I should be able to respond. But I want to make sure that you are done, all accusations are on the table, and then I can respond to that. Are we done here? I feel like this is like a murder trial, but we're good?
As long as you tell the truth, once you click this dial, then we are good, my friend. And I will talk to you next week, and I only call you one time next week.
Well, Ozzy, don't make any promises, because you know what? Don't make any promises. You have the emergency clause in your contract, so you can...
You keep creating emergencies.
Well, I guess so, but I mean, you are allowed to break your sort of, hey, I only call once, if it's an emergency. I do think this is an emergency based on the way the Mets are playing right now, Ozzy. So your accusations that you levied out to me are false. I made no such deal with the sports devils the sports devil or any sports god or any sort of back channel or any sort of handshake agreement on the side or anything like that. I did not sell my positive Tommy soul or my Met fandom down the river for my Knicks. I want all my teams to win championships. Now, had the Knicks lost, now, I don't know about the first round, but when we got to the finals, positive Tommy planted the positive Tommy flag. That is for sure. So this part, what Ozzy accused me of, is accurate. I wouldn't say the first round, because if the Knicks had lost in the first round, it would have just been, nobody would have been thinking about positive Tommy. It would have been Mike Brown fired. It would have been open season on ownership. It would have been open season on Leon Rose. People might have even been calling for Brunson to be at it. Look, crazy things would have happened if they lost in the first round. Thankfully, that did not happen. Positive Tommy would have been an afterthought. Once the Knicks got to the finals, that's where positive Tommy started to flex his positive muscles. And that's where I was talking parade, guaranteeing victory, touching the money, as Boomer likes to call it. I was rubbing the money all over my bare chest. And quite frankly, my bare ass. I mean, that's what I was doing. It's my money and I'll do what I want with it. Or I guess it was all our own money, but I cleaned it up after I did that. Had the Knicks lost in the finals, and they never were going to, but had they lost, yes, that would have been the public, most public, of my many humiliations. That did not happen. But I did not make any such agreement. In fact, I think the Knick run shows you the true power of positivity. And my hope, as it always is that what the Knicks did, the Mets will ultimately do, because I am Ticker Tape Tommy. The Islanders will do that. My Giants will do that as well. That's really the goals. But no, there was no good thinking on your part, Ozzy, as far as coming up with a solution. But no, that did not happen. And I get it. You're part of the coalition, and you're frustrated about that. And yes, Ozzy, I have not brought the best of luck to the teams that you and I both root for. But we're going to fight the good fight, Oz. We're going to roll our sleeves up. We're going to continue on this positivity crusade. We got home with the Knicks. We got through the finish line, and including being on the air for all these crazy comebacks and being the first voice on the air. So mission accomplished there as far as one championship. Now we look to more championships with the Knicks. And as far as the Islanders, Jets, and Mets, the work is still not even close to being finished, but we're still working. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is after hours. It is Sean and Oldbridge calling from New Jersey as well. What's up, Sean?
What's up, Loogie? How are we doing tonight?
What's going on?
I'm doing okay. So I thought it, like, listen, when I was got to hear about the Yankee game, it was not, like, in their favor, which is understandable.
Sloppy game. Yeah. But I think it's a one-off.
Yeah, it probably is. I mean, you're facing a team that's doing crappy as well, like under 500 as well. They're not even doing up to the standards, like seeing their record is like a mess.
Yeah, Boston's horrible.
Yeah, that is true. And I could say a lot of bad things about Boston, but I ain't going to be that person. I want to be that like little like fan that wants to like give them like crap all the time. I don't want to be the like on those types, but I feel like the pitching was like a little bit of a mess. I thought Schwitter would be able to like do his part to the mound, but he kind of gave up a lot of hits. I mean, it's just not like his night, I guess.
I think it was more just the defense behind him, and it was just sloppy all around, and that really led to the loss more than Schwitter's quote unquote not having it. It was just like I said. I think it just to chalk it up to one of those nights. The Yankees are clearly the best team in the American League. It is 162. You're going to have games where you boot the ball all around. I understand if a Yankee fan is a little nervous because we have seen this sort of night before from Aaron Boone managed teams, and you don't want that to be the case. But when it comes to the Yankees, and I said this really the opening week, this team just feels different to me than previous Aaron Boone managed teams. And they've shown that. I mean, look at all the injuries they've had, and they've managed to not only survive, but thrive. And I think that's a testament to this group, which, look, I was critical of the run it back, and we won't find out till August, Sean, if that was the right move. But I don't think this team is going to have, because they haven't, had the same characteristics that we've seen in the past as far as lackadaisical play at times, errors, bad base running, bad fundies, as Keith Hernandez would say.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And, anything, I want to put a little, like, bone to Chisholm a little bit, doing, like, this blow pop. Like, come on. You keep having it in your mouth, like, on the field. Like, number one, you're going to get hurt, and you could possibly, well, and secondly, you could choke when something bad happens.
Yeah, you don't want to see anybody choke, and I'm all for safety, Sean, and I appreciate the call. Safety first, always. I trust a player if they have a lollipop in their mouth, though, if it got to a point. Now, look, freak accidents can happen, of course, but I trust that he could take that lollipop out of his mouth if it got to a point where he's got to dive for a baseball or something of that nature. And look, everybody talks about choking on a lollipop. You could choke on gum, and players chew gum all the time, and nobody seems to care about that. I think it's just that we've never seen it before, so it's different. It's sort of different, sometimes scares people. So, like, well, that's kind of different. I don't like it. But, the lollipops are in the dugout. They're there for consumption, and Jazz just ended up taking it with him out on the field. And he even explained after the game that he was trying to finish off the lollipop before the cameras caught him. That ultimately did not happen, but it was much to do about nothing. Jazz ended up getting the last laugh on that. I was stunned that Aaron Boone picked that hill to die on with so many things he could have done through the years here as being a player manager that he is, and that was the one thing that he got mad about. I don't really understand that. And ultimately, like I said, Jazz kind of made him look bad because he had the big home run that night, and Aaron sort of had to walk that back. But look, you took a shot if you're Boone and it didn't work out. And ultimately, it's not a huge deal and never really was. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is After Hours, Lugie in the Late Night here on The Fan. Let's go to Jerry in Scotch Plains. What's going on, Jerry?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's happening?
Once a proud franchise, man, Lenny Dykstra, Doc Gooden, Dallas Schrubert, like, we are a proud franchise. Why do we have to relegate ourselves to this stuff now?
When you say this stuff, what do you mean?
I mean, just terrible baseball.
You're saying just the record. Absolute, yeah.
Just, no, terrible baseball. It just, it's awful baseball. Like, my kids can play better baseball than I've seen. And you know this. I mean, this is just bad baseball. Like, why did David Stearns have to do this? There's 100 million reasons why this has gotten so bad. Do you not see it? Please tell me you see it. Please.
Right, but Jerry, you also have to understand that what were they coming off of? They weren't two-time defending champs. They are trying to go in a different direction. It's gotten off to a bumpier start than I'm sure they would have loved to have seen. But to say that the franchise is ruined, okay, then what would you have done in the offseason?
Tommy, I'm not saying it's ruined. Tommy, I'm not saying it's ruined.
Jerry, what would you have done in the offseason?
First of all, you know what I would have done.
Okay.
I would have not.
I don't know what you would have done, but what would you have done?
Okay. First of all, I wouldn't have gotten rid of the all-time home run leader of the Mets franchise.
What would the Mets record be right now if Pete Alonso was on the team?
Who knows? But
well, answer the question. But how much better?
Are we really splitting hairs here?
No, I don't think it's splitting hairs. And by the way, Jerry, because I really don't want to go here, but before Alonso hit that home run against Devin Williams, did you want him back?
We all wanted him back.
Before the home run that he hit against Devin Williams, come on, did you want Pete Alonso back? Pete Alonso was sort of on his last legs here with a lot of the fan base. Now, he won them back with that great run, and we all love Pete. But I'll ask you again, what would their record have been? Now, you want to say that Pete Alonso represents an ideological thing that you disagree with the front office? Cool. But I'll ask again, what is their record with Pete Alonso?
Well, we don't know.
Okay. So what else would you have done in the offseason? You don't want to answer the question. What else would they have done in the offseason that you would have liked them to do? They brought in a Peralta, who was the NL winner.
Nimmo
is having an awful year for Texas. I think that they realized that they wanted to move on from him. Too many injuries. Jerry, I don't know why you're getting so combative. You feel like you're getting combative. There's no reason to get combative. We both want the same thing. We want a championship. But I feel like you're just kind of doing this is awful, and it's just sort of like you're regurgitating things you hear. How do you feel?
I feel displeased.
Okay.
To be honest.
Okay.
I feel displeaced. I feel like we got sold a bill of goods.
By who?
And now there's nothing. But by who? By the GM.
I don't think the GM necessarily sold you a bill of goods. He had a strategy that he implemented, and part of that strategy is building up the minor league system, which I know you don't want to hear about when the team is, 13 games under 500, but that is part of sustained success. They did sign Juan Soto. They did go to the NLCS a couple years ago. I'm not suggesting that the product this year is acceptable by any stretch of the imagination, certainly through the first couple months, but the job isn't finished, and the story to me still has chapters to be written.
Okay. All right. But do you think Tobias Myers is a good call for a starter?
I think Tobias Myers was an add-on in a trade that included Freddie Peralta. So to me, that was bringing in a swing. I don't think Tobias Myers is a hill to die on. Clay Holmes was pitching his ass off.
Not saying it is.
No, but I'm saying Clay Holmes was pitching his ass off. He had a freak injury. That was David Stearns, where no one else saw this coming as far as, hey, I'm going to take a reliever and turn him into a starter. And Clay Holmes was on his way to the All-Star game until he just took a line drive off his leg.
Okay, fair enough.
Luke Weaver has been unbelievable. I get it. There are a couple things that annoyed you, and Pete Alonso is going to stick in your brain. Pete Alonso is a Baltimore Oriole. We have to, as a fan base, move on from that fact, though. Because then you're just going to be stuck in it, and we're going to be sitting there at the parade in a couple years, hopefully, and you're going to be worried about Pete Alonso.
All right. Okay.
Pete Alonso got what he wanted. He got his money. He got to go to a team that gave him a bunch of years. So I'm sure he's sitting there and he's happy as hell.
You like Trevor Siemian, too, at second base?
Well, his name is Marcus Siemian. So, Jerry, I love you, but come on, man. I'm not trying to be a bad guy, but Trevor Siemian is a quarterback. Marcus Siemian is a second baseman. And the Marcus Siemian move was to get, it's more complicated to explain, but Marcus Siemian was brought here to because he had less years on his contract than Nimmo. And Benj and Ewing are here because you had to clear space. By clearing that space, it was Nimmo. Again, this could be like eating your broccoli. You don't want to eat the broccoli. What would the record of the Mets be right now with Nimmo and Alonso? And listen, we can't just be like, well, we'd be happy because the homegrown players are here. But you wouldn't be, though. You wouldn't be happy. You'd be upset if the team was 13 under and Nimmo and Alonso were here and McNeil were here. You know that. You're going to fault the organization for trying something and for having a long-term plan? Now, they're trying to have a long-term plan and a short-term plan. They're trying to make both work. They're trying to make both work. And if things continue to go the way they go this year, I'm always hopeful, I'm always positive, but if they don't, then in the short term this year, it didn't work. But that doesn't mean the long term it's not going to work. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. It is Tommy Lugauer. It is Lugie in the late night here on The Fan. We'll get back to those calls. We got another 90 minutes. There's one thing I want to hit on with the Knicks. That'll be at the back end of the 1 o'clock hour, but it does have to do with Mitchell Robinson. It does have to do with the second apron. So we'll sort of wrap up the show with that thought. But most of your calls here will now be on the Mets, on the Yankees. If you're on hold, we'll get to you. So don't go anywhere. If you want to join the conversation, 888-808-1019. It is After Hours. It is Tommy Lugauer, Lugie in the Late Night here on The Fan.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
What is Toyota affordability? It's buying smart. Right now, your local Toyota dealer has great deals available on some of the most reliable trucks on the market, like the off-road ready Tacoma, rugged full-size Tundra, and the legendary 4Runner, each with the space, tech, and features to handle it all, from the worksite to the trails. It means driving for less with efficient hybrid options available, extending your overall driving range and delivering great MPGs, meaning bigger savings at the pump without sacrificing power. And it means trading for more. The Tacoma and Tundra are ranked number one and number two in resale value over all vehicles, according to Kelley Blue Book, which can mean thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
1243 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer, Lukey, it is After Hours. And what I've learned doing radio all these years, especially now that I'm a host, a full-time host, is you never really know who's listening. It's an old adage in radio. You never know who's listening. Anybody could be listening. I'm sitting here doing a show, and I see a television screen. I see a computer. I see the producer. I see a cup that I'm drinking water out of. Some of the stuff that we have in the studio. But I, unlike other forms of entertainment, I don't see my audience. I don't know who's in it. I don't know who's listening. So at any point, anybody could be listening. And I think back to last night, we were talking about the Spider-Man mask that the Mets had broken out, and it was a blue Spider-Man mask. And we were discussing, hey, you know, orange and blue Spider-Man mask, perhaps, because the one the night before was more just blue with, I think, some yellow tint to it. But tonight, it was the orange and blue. I got to think the Mets were listening. I don't blame them. This show is highly entertaining. But somebody clearly at the Mets was listening. They heard that. They thought, that was a great idea. Or maybe one of the players was. Maybe Juan Soto was listening. We love you, Juan, if you are listening now. And they said, you know what? That positive Tommy, not only is he always positive, not only is he a generational talent, but he's got a damn good idea here. You know, there are no coincidences in life. I don't believe in coincidences. I think somebody was listening, they heard that, and they implemented this new Spider-Man mask, which is orange and blue, obviously the colors of the Mets, and the colors of my Knicks, and the colors of my Islanders. So I love the orange and blue color combination, but we thank the Mets or whoever was involved in the organization, player, whoever that was listening, that thought it was a great idea, and no need to thank me. It's okay. It's the least I can do. If I can help out in any other way, you let me know. In fact, you're probably listening right now, so here's some more advice. And we're not going to be talking about masks or Spider-Man or the Marvel Universe. Steve Cohen needs to address his fans. He needs to address Met fans. He needs to address his audience. He needs to, whether it's, and I wouldn't go this route, but he is somebody that does like to tweet. He does have the blue check mark, so you can obviously put more characters and words and letters and sentences in than someone who doesn't have the blue check mark. He could go that route, Steve Cohen, but I would prefer an interview. Hey, this show would be great. Certainly on this legendary radio station, that would be awesome. And if that's not something he wants to do as far as coming on WFAN, how about having a sit-down with Gary Cohen? How about a sit-down with Howie Rose? How about a sit-down with Steve Gelbs? And because we now are in this situation as Met fans, and I want them to get back in it. I'm hopeful they can get back in it. I'm always going to be positively confident, perhaps sometimes bordering on delusional. I understand that. To some, it might feel that way. To others, it might just be positive Tommy or positive Tommy in moderation. But I think it's important for Steve Cohen to address the fans, and here's why. You've heard it tonight, you've heard it last night, you hear it throughout the day. You get all different types of emotions from Met fans. Some of it is, David Stern's an idiot, he's an analytical geek, and he got rid of Pete Alonso because of this, and Lindor is this and that, and this and that, and this and that. And you hear all the things that you read on the internet. Some of that is just what you're going to hear. Others, it's, hey, I'm just disappointed. I'm hopeful they'll win, but, and I do miss Pete, but I just want to see the best with this team. I like this, I like that, but I wish they would be playing better baseball. And then there's others that really go into the deep thinking of, hey, maybe this is just one of the, and we heard from a caller a couple hours ago who laid it out in three different parts where, hey, I think Stearns is trying to take over, or did take over a team where the idea was, we're going to break up this core, we're going to get rid of some of these other players from a previous regime that were younger players that didn't fully reach their potential, we're going to build up the minor league system, we are going to create what was created in Milwaukee, which is a sustained winner, a team that wins the division all the time, and you have to balance that with a owner that wants to be competitive, wants to win, is willing to spend a ton of money, but David Stearns probably goes to him and says, hey, well, listen, we can't sign all these guys to long-term contracts because then we can't accomplish what you want me to accomplish. So I'm trying to, as David Stearns, balance both of those things. Now, I don't expect David Stearns to say that because that's just not something you're going to say about your boss, but if the boss comes out and says that, hey, I hired David to do this, I want this, he wants that, we are combining it together, and that's what... I think that brutal honesty would go a long way. And everyone would say, oh, okay, that makes sense. And all of a sudden, people in the media that hear that, who are influential, would start to rationalize it. They would start to say it. And then the fans would start to go, oh, yeah. I get that too. That makes sense. Otherwise, it's what we've been dealing with for not just this season, but really ever since November. And that is people just trying to either say, hey, they got rid of these players because of X, Y, and Z. And David Stearns is a moron. He doesn't know what he's doing and all that stuff. That's what you hear from some Met fans. And then from others, it's, well, listen, I want to get rid of those players, but I was looking for better results. Or it's just, hey, I don't care who's on the back of the jersey name-wise. I just care about the front of the jersey. But positive Tommy can only do so much. We need to hear from the fearless leader. We need to hear from the owner of the team to sort of lay everything out, both past, present, and future. And that way, we have words and thoughts and ideas and plans to work off of and go off of. Otherwise, it's just this. Now, there's still going to be a percentage of the fan base that is so just aggravated with what happened that they're not going to allow themselves to hear something that someone says and go with it. They're just, oh, he's lying, BS, and he's lying, blah, all that stuff. But that portion of the fan base, if the team starts winning, trust me, they will change their tune quickly. So really, at the end of the day, it's all about winning. And I want them to win, and I want them to win today, the day after, and put together a great end of the first half and great second half. But I also want to hear what's going on as well. And I think it'll go a long way for not only our audience here at WFAN, my audience here at After Hours, but also the Met fan base in general. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Dominic in North Carolina. What's up, Dom?
Yeah, Tom, you know, I love your show.
Thank you.
But I think what's called for in this instance, as we approach our nation's semi-quincentennial,
yes,
isn't so much positive, Tommy,
mm,
or even even rational.
Do you think we need patriotic Tommy? Because I have been patriotic Tommy.
We need revolutionary Tommy.
Oh, revolutionary Tommy.
Because you are not just a radio revolutionary,
yes,
but you capture the spirit of the American Revolution. Because remember, people forget the history. The Declaration of Independence that we're going to commemorate in a few days, they wrote that after a winning streak. They wrote that after they went into Boston and swept.
Yeah, exactly.
The British, okay? What happened is then the politicians, they write the papers, right? But then there was a big battle. Nobody remembers it. It was the Battle of New York. And George Washington Tubb, as my grandmother called him, because she could never speak English very well, he got his butt kicked right there in Brooklyn Heights. He had to get out of there like a yuppie and J. Crew has to nowadays out of Brooklyn Heights. And he jumped into the East River, and he went and he froze his good gutses off at Valley Forge. And things were looking very bleak for America.
Yes.
And into the breach stepped Thomas Paine. Everybody knows he's the guy that wrote Common Sense, but they forget he wrote The Crisis. And he said the famous line, "These are the times that try men's souls."
Yes.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we need from Tommy. In this crisis, we need to be reminded that these are the times that try men's souls. And that someday, George Washington, Steve Cohen, is going to get us all licked up, and we're going to get in those rowboats, and we're going to go across Delaware to Jersey, and we're going to kick some ass, and it's going to happen, and it's going to be a great commemoration of America's semi-quincentennial.
In true American
revolutionary spirit and radio revolutionary spirit, that's what we need from Tommy.
Yeah, Dom, I love it. I love where your head's at. I wish I had thought of that, but you know what? You thought of it, so that's just as good as me thinking of it. You're right. With this huge birthday anniversary coming up here for our great country, and I've already shown my patriotic side as I am patriotic Tommy for our soccer team, our men's soccer team, and I told you they would go to the quarterfinals. They already have, now they lost tonight, but they've already won their group. They're moving on to the quarterfinals. I think they're going to have a very easy road to get to a Sweet 16 and the quarterfinals, but that's because they did what they had to do with their group. But patriotic Tommy was all over that. And it is a time for patriotism right now. And revolutionary Tommy is definitely the way to go here. To channel our forefathers here. To channel the people that created the Constitution and really were at the forefront of this great country. And that's exactly what needs to be done. Whether it's on social media or on this radio station. Now, I don't think I'll channel it within the next hour. Got to give me a little time here. But that is something that I agree with you. There needs to be, if Steve Cohen's not going to do it, then I need to be the one to sort of be that, give that presidential type of speech or mission statement, whether it's on social media or here on the radio. I love it. I love where your head's at. The Fan Focus is presented by Chef IQ. Watch the game, not the grill. Get your gear at chefiq.com. Jalen Brunson, he got a Knicks themed signed belt by Roman Reigns, which, listen, Jalen Brunson obviously is a huge wrestling fan. He's a huge... Don't tell Gordon Damer this, by the way. Gordon Damer should just start talking about Roman Reigns. He wouldn't have to pay money to get an Intercontinental title belt. He could just have Roman Reigns ship him a belt because Jalen Brunson obviously is a huge wrestling fan. He did the angle with Tyrese Halliburton on a SmackDown a couple years back. I think they might have done one on Raw as well, but Jalen is obviously a huge wrestling fan. He's a huge Roman Reigns fan, always bringing up the acknowledging portion. And if you're not a wrestling fan, it's just a catchphrase that Roman Reigns has, the tribal chief, head of the bloodline. Roman Reigns sent him the belt. So one of, if not the top stars in all of wrestling, sent the top star in the NBA a belt. So Game recognizes Game, and as a big wrestling fan and obviously a big Knick fan, I love the crossover there. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. If you're on hold, we will get to you. We have another hour to play with here. So if you're on hold, we will get to you. If you want to join the conversation, 888-808-1019. And at the back end of our final hour here on After Hours, there's something I want to discuss when it comes to the Knicks, not belts, but Mitchell Robinson and the second apron, and a report that came out today about the future of Mitchell Robinson. That's coming up next hour, 888-808-1019. is the phone number to call. It's After Hours, Loogie in the Late Night here on The Fan.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
What is Toyota affordability? It all starts with buying smart. And your Toyota dealer has great deals available to qualified customers on reliable cars and SUVs, including the redesigned RAV4, spacious Grand Highlander, sporty Camrys, and Corollas. It means driving for less with efficient hybrid and plug-in hybrid options available throughout the lineup, extending your overall driving range and delivering great MPGs, saving you money at the pump. And it means trading for more. Toyota is known for building long-lasting vehicles. And as the best resale value brand, according to Kelley Blue Book, your Toyota can be worth thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicle's projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.